The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Habit 3, the management habit, is put first things first. This habit deals with many of the questions addressed in the field of time management. The real challenge is not actually to manage time, but to manage yourself. To gain control of time and events in your life by seeing how they relate to your mission. Take a moment now to draw a square on a piece of paper. Then, make a cross within the square, dividing it into 4 smaller squares. What you've just drawn is a time management matrix, and the 4 squares are called quadrants. Label the 4 quadrants this way. Label quadrant 1, urgent and important. Quadrant 2, not urgent and important. Quadrant 3, urgent and not important. And quadrant 4, not urgent and not important. And in business, Dr. Covey has found that quadrant 2 is the key to management.
Pareto, the great Italian philosopher in the field of efficiency, came up with what's called the 80-20 rule. 80% of the results flow from 20% of the activities. Those are all quadrant 2 activities. All of them. What do you think happens to quadrant 1 if you neglect quadrant 2? If you neglect prevention, what's going to happen to problems? It's going to grow and grow until there's almost no other quadrants. It may consume your life. That's called management by crisis. And management by crisis just beats you up, burns you out, fatigues you. Gets very, very large. What's going to happen to quadrant 1 if you attend to quadrant 2? Gets smaller and smaller. You'll still have some of it. Things you hadn't anticipated at all. Constant changes in our environment will create some of that. But it'll be manageable. It'll be workable. But you'll always have the sense that you're working on prevention and seizing new opportunities. Now, where are you going to get the time and attention to get into quadrant 2? That has to come from 3 and 4. Quadrant 4 is totally worthless quadrant. Can you name one thing of any value or worth in quadrant 4? Leisure. Is leisure important? Yes. Then it's quadrant 2. There's nothing of worth or value in quadrant 4. Quadrant 3 also is essentially without value except on the part of other people. So basically you get your time for quadrant 2 from 3 and 4. Just keep doing it. Just keep stealing a little from quadrant 3 and quadrant 4. Learn to say no, pleasantly, smilingly, happily, but say no. Because in saying no to quadrants 3 and 4, you're saying yes to quadrant 2. And when you say yes to quadrant 2, you make quadrant 1 increasingly small. And you're working on things that will matter most, not on things which matter least. Things which matter most, Goethe wrote, must never be at the mercy of things which matter least. However, the problem is, it takes certain capacities to work on quadrant 2. What's the fundamental capacity? We've already talked about it. What is it? You have to be proactive. Why? Quadrant 1 works on you. Quadrant 1 acts on you. Quadrant 2 must be acted upon. We are made in our essential humanity to act and not be acted upon. That's quadrant 2. All deep relationship building, quadrant 2. Planning and organizing, quadrant 2. Personal preparation, quadrant 2. Exercise, quadrant 2. Reading, broad, deep reading, continual education, quadrant 2. Quadrant 2 is the key.